Hi, this is a dictation for Angela Lee, A-N-G-E-L-A-L-E. The date of service is 7/13/2022. Date of birth is 7/15/1991. The patient is here for follow-up evaluation for an automobile accident that occurred on 5/25/2020. The patient presents herself here and she reports that she has almost 20 to 30% recovery in the pain area, and her pain is still located in the neck and upper back and lower back, more on the right side, and radiation of pain to the right arm and to the pain in the right hip and right knee is also present. Overall, these pains are between 4 and 5, and the patient is able to manage her life. Her ADLs are not gravely affected. She is able to drive. In system review, patient has ongoing headaches along with dizzy vertigo, which have not resolved yet, and they are same as before. At the time of accident, no recoveries in the headaches, and they are associated with the severe difficulty sleeping, lack of focus, poor grades at work, anxiety, depression, and loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient has reported stiffness in the shoulders, especially the right shoulder, neck stiffness, lower back stiffness. Along with this, there is a lower back pain, mid back pain, upper back pain, neck pain, and shoulder pain. And patient also has some pain in the right wrist and hand, as well as the right ankle and foot and right hip. No difficulty walking is reported. In the GI, patient has stomach pain but denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of bowel, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma. There is asthma, but there is no trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that her pain level has improved slightly up to 30%. No changes in the medical history, surgical history, or hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma are reported. And current pain medications are Ortrim. Substance abuse none is reported. And compliance history, patient is reporting full compliance to the pain medication. She has been going for physical therapy once a week, and she is still on a light duty job. Physical examination. Blood pressure is 129/89, pulse is 93, pulse ox is 100, and the rest of the exam will be same from previous visit. Of 6/6/2022, dictation number 0606-080, along with diagnosis. The plan of care is as follows. The patient's maps have been reviewed. The labs were reviewed. She's been provided with the following medications to use, which is Celebrex 200 milligram daily for anti-inflammatory, Duloxetine 30 milligram twice a day for depression, Lunesta 1 milligram at night for sleep, Acifex 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Tramadol ER 100 milligram at night for pain relief, Voltaren gel 3% and lidocaine patch are provided to continue the treatment. She'll continue her physical therapy once a week, and otherwise, other than that, everything is stable. Her case is coming to resolution, and she's welcome to visit us in a month's time. Thank you.